Everyone. First, I want to wish you all a happy Chinese New Year.
首先祝大家新年快乐。
A little over 40 years ago,
差不多四十年前
this church decided to embark on its first building project.
我哋呢间教会第一次就系想去有第一间嘅建筑物。
They had been meeting in rented space in the Pine Street Inn, which was a homeless shelter on Pine Street.
之前只是在 Pine Street 这一间露宿者中心那里呢是租借一些地方来聚会的。
They were desperate to have their own place.
大家很想有自己的地方。
So the church obtained land.
所以教会呢就买了一块地。
249 Harrison Ave.
249夏里臣街。
And they bought it for $18,400.
用18,400的价钱去买了。
And with this land, they decided they want to build a church building.
就在这块地上决定去买去兴建一个教会。
But unfortunately, they only had about 150 people in the church.
但那时候只有150人。
Many of them were restaurant workers and students.
很多是做餐馆的或者是学生来的。
But the church sacrificed and saved.
教会每一个人都付出然后悭了一些钱。
And they raised over $400,000.
就一齐去用
40,000。And they built the first building of the church in 1979.
在1979年的时候兴建了第一个建筑物。
So exactly 40 years ago.
就是40年之前。
And this was a bold move by the church.
这个是教会踏出很大一步。
But it provided the church with a facility that it has used all these years.
令到教会有一个地方可以去这么多40年来去做我们的事工。
Now we have worship services in many different places.
我们今天有很多不同的地方去进行崇拜。
But that building has held the most worship services in our church.
但咁多年嚟喺249嗰度系进行紧最多嘅崇拜嘅。
Many of the church's ministries began in that building.
好多教会嘅事工都喺嗰度开始。
Many people came to Christ in that building.
好多人嗰度信主。
Many people were baptized there.
喺嗰度受浸。
Many people had their weddings there.
喺嗰度结婚。
And certainly it's the largest worship space that we own in Chinatown.
是我们在华埠拥有最大的崇拜地方。
But now the city of Boston is asking the church if it's willing to sell that property to them.
现在波士顿市政府就问我们教会愿不愿意向他们售出这一块地方。
The city wants to erect a permanent home for the Quincy Upper School.
因为市政府想给一块地方去兴建Quincy 中学。
And the church is sharing some of the details of that offer in a number of informational sessions.
我们教会都有很多个咨询会给大家分享这些资讯。
And if you're a member of the church, you will be asked to vote on whether you should sell 249 Harrison to the city or not.
如果你是教会的会友呢，你迟些就会有机会去投票决定我们要不要买这个249。
Now, we know that the people in the third service, they don't maybe not go to that building very much.
我知道三堂的弟兄姊妹可能不会成日去249。
But this is a critical decision for our whole church.
但对我们教会来说，这个是非常重大的决定。
It will have implications, what our decision will have implications for the next 40 years.
会对我们未来40年有很大的影响。
And so as a church and as Christians, we ask the question, what is God's will?
我们一间教会，我们是基督徒，我们要想神对我们的旨意是怎样呢？
We recognize it's not just a financial decision.
不是只是一个财政上的决定。
No, it's not a matter of like making money.
不是说要赚钱。
Rather, it affects the nature of our ministries.
但是会影响到我们事工的进行。
And so we need to ask the question, what is God's will?
所以我们要想神对我们的旨意是怎样呢？
What does he want us to do?
神想我哋点做咧
？And I'm sure that many of us have asked the same questions regarding our own personal lives.
我相信我在座当中喺我哋自己生命里面都有问过呢个问题。
Maybe you're asking, well, should I marry this person?
可能会谂，我应唔应该同呢个人结婚咧
？And if you're married, whether we should have children and how many?
结咗婚之后应唔应该生仔咧？生几多咧
？Should I seek another job?
要揾个第份工咧
？Should I buy this house？
要买呢间屋咧
？Or if you like me, should I retire？
或者你好似我咁，应唔应该退休咧
？So this it affects this is, this question is something that we ask of ourselves。
呢个问题系我哋自己都会问嘅。
What does God want us to do？
神想我哋点样咧
？And certainly as a church, it's not just an individual decision, but a group decision。
成我哋一间教会呢一个唔系每一个人自己嘅决定，系一个团体嘅决定。
You might say it's a family decision.
系一个家庭嘅决定。
And so we want you to be as a part of the family to be involved in the decision making.
因为你哋系家庭嘅一份子，我哋都想你哋参与呢一个决定。
And as we ask the question, "What is God's will?" we want to look at God's word.
我哋问下，我哋寻求神嘅旨意嘅时候，想睇神自己话语。
We want to think and reflect upon how does God lead us into the future.
思想神点样引领我哋去未来咧
？So we want to look at this passage that talks about how the Israelites left Egypt to head to the Promised Land.
我哋睇圣经系点样讲神带领希伯来人出埃及。
And I believe that there are 9 principles that we could see in this passage.
是有九个原则的。
It gives us insight about how does God lead us and guide us into the future.
可以看到神怎样引领我们去未来。
And as application not only to the church expansion, but to your individual decisions as well.
也可以看到在这个扩堂上面我们要怎样继续行。
So I recognize that 9 principles is a lot.
我知道九个原则好多啦。
So I wrote them all down for you in the outline in the bulletin.
喺我哋今日嘅 bulletin 里面已经有写噶啦。
So you don't have to be writing it all down.
所以唔需要好忙住要写低。
Hopefully you can think and reflect upon these principles.
你可以静静咁去谂。
And as we look at the story, we need to understand the sort of the bigger context.
我哋亦都要知道一啲背景。
You know that God had promised to Abraham that from him would come a great nation.
神应承咗亚伯拉罕话佢会变成一个大国。
And God also promised to Abraham that they would have their own land, the promised land.
同亚伯拉罕讲佢会有自己嘅地方应许之地。
But Abraham's great grandson Joseph.Was sold into slavery into Egypt.
而亚伯拉罕嘅曾孙约瑟咧，就系被卖到去埃及作奴隶。
But there, God allowed him to rise up to become sort of the prime minister of that country.
但系神咧就让约瑟成为咗嗰度嘅宰相。
But 400 years later, Joseph's influence was all but forgotten.
400年之后咧。约瑟佢嘅功绩已经被忘记啦。
And the Hebrew people were enslaved by the Egyptians.
希伯来人就变成埃及地嘅奴隶。
But God raised up Moses to lead the people out of Egypt.
神就让摩西带埃及人出，希伯来人出埃及。
And so we pick up the story at this point.
咁我哋由呢度开始睇啦。
As they're leaving Egypt andheaded to the promised land.
但佢哋离开紧埃及，去紧应许之地。
So the first principle is God does lead, and He leads us step by step.
第一个原则系神确实一步一步咁样引领。
We see this in verse chapter 13, Exodus 13, verse 17 and 18.
我哋可以喺出埃及记第13章17-18节睇到。
Verse 17 says, "When Pharaoh let the people go." God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near.
法老容百姓去的时候，非利士地的路虽近，神却不领他们从那里走。
In verse 18, but God led the people around by way of the wilderness toward the Red Sea.
18 節，神領百姓繞道而行，走紅海曠野的路。
So these two verses tell us that God is interested in leading His people.
呢兩節咧講到神係好想帶領佢嘅人民嘅。
He's concerned about our daily lives and where we go and what we do.
佢係注重我哋每一日係行去邊，我哋每一日做乜嘢。
And He wants to lead us and guide us toward the direction He wants us to go in.
佢係想引領我哋行去想去嘅路。
The Bible says that we are His sheep and He is our shepherd.
聖經有話神係我哋嘅牧者，我哋係佢嘅羊。
This is what Psalm 23 teaches us.
呢個係詩篇二十三篇所講嘅。
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和華是我的牧者。
So part of the being a shepherd is to lead and to guide His sheep.
牧者嘅工作就係要去引領佢嘅羊。
In Psalm 23 verse 2, he says, He leads me beside still waters.
他帶我到青草地。
In verse 3, he says, He leads me in paths of righteousness.
佢亦都講到佢帶我去正義之路。
But not only is God leading us, He leads us step by step.
神唔只帶領我哋，佢係一步一步咁引領我哋嘅。
Normally, He doesn't show us the whole plan.
佢唔會一成個大計話俾我哋聽。
He just tells us what's the next step.
佢只係會話下一步要點做。
And I think many of us want to know the big plan.
我相信大家都想知道個大計劃係點嘅咧。
Sometimes he does show it to us.
有時佢會話俾我哋聽。
But normally he would lead us step by step.
但通常佢只係一步一步咁樣引領。
Now God leads us, for instance, through His Word.
神會透過佢嘅話語帶領我哋。
In Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet."
詩篇話神你嘅話語係我腳前嘅燈。
And the Bible teaches us that, and a light to my path. Sorry.
係我腳前嘅光。
And in ancient times, there were no street lights.
喺古代嘅時候係冇街燈嘅。
It's really dark.
係非常之黑嘅條路。
And how did people walk around at night?
夜晚點樣行咧
？Well, generally they had a lantern.
每個人都係有盞燈籠嘅。
And this lantern was not like the headlight on a car.
咁呢啲燈咧唔係好似車頭燈咁光嘅。
Rather, it's just a lantern that could show us the next step.
淨係睇到前面嗰一步路仔嘅啫。
And so that psalm tells us that God's word is like a lantern.
所以詩篇就話神嘅路係我哋一盞燈。
It shows us the next step.
睇到前面嘅一步。
Again, we want to know the whole plan.
我哋可能好想知道個大嘅計劃。
But God generally just shows us what's the next step.
但神只係俾我哋睇下一步點做。
Now, many years ago, if God told me, I want you to become the senior pastor of a large Chinese church.
如果神喺好多年前同我講，我想你成為一間大教會嘅主任牧師。
I would not have believed it.
我唔會信。
In fact, I would argue with him. You got the wrong person.
我應該會同佢講，你搞錯咗，揾錯人啦。
But God just led me step by step.
但神就一步一步咁帶領我。
He said, I was working at a secular job.
我嗰陣時做一個同教會冇關嘅工作。
He said, Are you willing to go to seminary to learn more about the Bible?
神問我，你願唔願意去神學院呢？
And I said, Okay, I could do that.
我話哦，都可以嘅。
And when I finished a degree, Pastor Tan asked me to join him to work with the English speaking.
我畢咗業之後咧，阿譚牧師就叫我同英文會眾去服侍啦。
And I was called assistant to the pastor.
咁我嗰陣時就做咗牧師嘅助理。
And I said I could do this.
我就話我都可以做到嘅。
Because besides being a youth director, it was to be a janitor and a secretary.
因為嗰陣時除咗做青年事工之外咧，其實都係做清潔同埋秘書啫。
And so I took that next step.
所以我就行咗之後嗰步啦。
And then I worked with Pastor Fung for over 20 years.
然之後又同馮牧師做咗二十年嘅事工。
And after he retired, he said, "I would like to see you become the senior pastor."
冯牧师退休的时候就说，我想你成为下一个主任牧师。
So if you were to ask me, how did I become senior pastor? It's kind of a long story.
所以如果你问你是怎样成为主任牧师呢，是一个很长很长的故事。
He didn't say, oh, you know, I want you to become a senior pastor. And I would, again, I would have argued with God.
如果神一早叫我去做主任牧师呢，我就会不答应。
But over 30 years, he kind of led me step by step. Over 40 years, really.
但是在40年之内，神一步一步地带领。
Second principle is God's will will not necessarily lead us on the easiest or shortest path.
第二个原则就是神没需要带我们行最容易的那条路。
And we see this in the first part of Exodus 13 verse
17. 我们可以在出埃及记第13章17节那里看到。
When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines,although that was near.
法老容百姓去的时候，非利士的地虽然近一点，神就不领他们由那里行。
So God, the people were leaving Egypt.
那些人民呢，是离开着埃及。
And they were headed to the promised land, which is northeast.
去着northeast 去緊另外一邊嘅應許之地。
And so that would have been the shortest way to the promised land.
嗰度咧係最近嘅條路。
But it says here, God, this was also where the Philistines lay.
呢個但係呢一度咧就係非利士人住嘅地方。
See, if they went right through there, it would probably just take them 2 weeks to get to the promised land.
如果他们走那条路呢，应该两个礼拜就去到应许之地了。
But again, they had to go to the land of the Philistines.
但是他们呢，就要去非利士人住的地方。
And so God wanted them to go in a different direction.
神就想他们去另一个方向走。
And so we might say God was...not picking the shortest route.
可能我们会觉得神不是走最近那条路的。
We may seem to think that God's way is inefficient.
可能神那条路没什么效率感。
But God has something else in mind.
但是神呢，就有另外的旨意。
He didn't pick the quickest way.
他不是选最快那条路。
Because he had other things in mind.
因为他有另外的旨意。
One of the great modern inventions is the GPS.
我们现代一个发明是 GPS 导航系统。
And the GPS is like a little computer that tells us the best route to go to different places.
这个导航系统就会教我们最快最容易去到一个地方的方法。
And I remember using it to go to New York once.
我记得有一次呢，我就用这个导航系统去纽约。
I don't need a GPS to go to New York becauseI know my way to New York.
我去紐約不需要 GPS 啦，因為我自己懂得行嘅。
But I figured I'd just use it anyway.
我就諗不過都用下啦。
Well, midway through the trip to New York, it told me to take this detour.
咁行到一半嘅時候，那個 GPS 就叫我去改路。
It was asking me to go to these small roads.
叫我行街邊一啲小路。
And I'm thinking to myself, why is it telling me to get off the main road?
我就想，为什么我不行大路呢？
This is going to take longer.
是不是要行耐一点呢？
But I was obedient to the GPS.
但我就很顺服这个 GPS.
I did what it told me to do. The woman told me to do this.
那个女人那把声叫我怎么行，我就怎么行。
Later on, I realized that there was a big traffic jam if I stayed on the main road.
我后来才发现原来那里本来那条路是有大塞车。
And if I just kept on the main road, it would take an hour to get through there.
原来我本来行大路的话就要用很多个钟。
But it took me on this detour that allowed me to get there in a reasonable amount of time.
但转了行小路之后我就可以快脆点去到目的地。
And so I believe that you might say God knows some of the, if we go in certain direction, he would say, oh,you know, there's going to be problems if you go that way. He's going to take us on a detour sometimes.
所以神呢，是知道哪一道是可能有障碍，他可能会叫我们去改路。
Now, our church has been thinking about expansion for a long time.
其實我們教會都想了擴堂很久了。
And the reason we've been thinking about expansion is God blessed our church with growth.
我們要想擴堂是因為神給我們的教會一路成長。
The first thing that we did after we got 249, we built 249 Harrison, we had to renovate it to you have more space inside the building.
我們起完249之後就很快就要去裝修249，令到裡面的地方更加大。
And then across the street, the 237 Harrison became available when we bought that.
然之後我們又買了對面的237。
And then we said, we want to expand the sanctuary, but we couldn't do it without adding more land in the back.
我們呢就想令到個大禮堂更加大，但是我們如果沒有一塊地的話，也都不可以進行這個裝修。
So we went to the city and asked if we could buy more land from the city.
那我們就去市政府問，我們可不可以買多一塊地呢？
And they said, no, we can't sell you any more land.
市政府就說沒有，不行。
But we're willing to swap the land, have an equal size parcel on the other end of the block.
但是政府就說我們可以跟你換地。
And this would allow us to stay in 249, build a new building,and then move the people over to the new building.
咁我哋就可以呢一個計劃咧，就可以令到我哋留翻喺249，但係喺另一個地嗰度咧，去興建一間教會嘅。
But even though one part of the city said this, another part of the city had some different ideas.
雖然有政府嘅一部分係咁樣應承我哋，但係另外政府其他人咧就有其他嘅諗法。
The school said, "Oh, we need to put some temporary classrooms on that."That the city-owned land.
那間學校就想在那一塊地上建一些臨時的課室。
But they said, oh, it's just temporary and we'll be gone in a few years.
他們說這些是臨時的，就是幾年之後我們就會拆的了。
Well, it's been over like almost 20 years.
已經差不多20年了。
And those classrooms are still there.
那些臨時的教室還在那邊。
And so this obviously was a detour that we did not expect.
所以呢一個係一個好似兜咗路咁樣啦。
But this delay allowed us to buy 120 Shawmut.
但係呢一個延遲就令到我哋有機會買到120所物街。
That when that building became available, we were able to buy it.
當嗰、那個嗰地方出售嘅時候，我哋可以買到。
And this gives us twice as much space as we have in 249 Harrison.
而120的地方面積呢是比我們之前想買的那塊地是有多一倍的。
And this gives us a lot more options for the future.
亦都比我們有很多選擇的機會。
So God was not in a hurry.
所以神呢不是很趕的。
He seemingly delayed things.
他可能會將一些事延遲。
But he did provide for our needs.
但佢係永遠都有。
And we don't know exactly everything that's going to happen yet in the future.
佢都係會準備，亦都會為我哋嘅未來去鋪路。
And I think part of the reason is that he slowed things down is that he's not just interested in the final product.
神有陣時好似拖慢啲嘢，係因為神唔係淨係著重完成嗰個結果。
He's not just interested in providing us with a building.
神着重的不是建筑物,
but he's interested in us.
而是建立我们。
He's trying to build us up.
他想我们更加被建立。
And so he's not just interested in the process, with the product, but the process that we go through.
神注重的不是成果而是过程。
He slows things down sometimes to shape us and to mold us to be like Jesus.
神可能拖慢啲嘢嚟做，係想陶造我哋。
Third principle is God leads us in a way that shows His intimate knowledge of us.
第三個原則係神嘅引領表明佢對我哋有深入嘅認識。
Verse 17, the second part says, "For God said, 'Lest the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt.' But God led the people around by way of the wilderness toward the Red Sea."
由十七至下半段开始讲，恐怕百姓遇见打仗后悔， 后悔就回埃及去，所以神领百姓绕道而行，走红海旷野的路。
So, as I mentioned, if they just went north, they could have reached the promised land in a very short period of time.
我先讲，如果他们一早向北行的话，他们很快就会去到应许之地。
But they would have to go through the land of the Philistines.
但他们要经过非利士人的地方。
And the Hebrew people were slaves for all these years.
而希伯来人这么多年来都是做奴隶的。
They were not trained soldiers.
他们不是士兵。
They didn't know how to fight wars.
不懂得打仗。
And so, if they went to the land of the Philistines, there could have been a lot of casualties.
如果去了非利士地，可能会有很多伤亡。
The people would have gotten really scared.
那些人会很惊。
And so God knew their lack of courage and faith.
神知道他们是欠缺勇气和信心。
So he took them in a more southerly way.
所以就带他们行向北行，向南行。
Away from the Philistines.
南边嗰度咧就系远离非利士地。
And so I can see God using a similar strategy as He knows about our church.
所以神可能就系因为深入知道认识我哋教会，亦都有咁样嘅作为。
As we are trying to expand in Chinatown, the opportunity to buy a church building.Came up in 2003 in Newton.
当我们想在华埠扩堂的时候，在牛顿堂那边呢，之前就是有一个新的机会。
And we felt that, oh, maybe we want to establish our presence in Chinatown first, then we'll go to the suburbs.
我们本来会想，我们想在华埠到扩堂先，跟着先至去慢慢伸延到去市区外的地方。
So, but God led us in a different direction.
但神就带领我们行另外一条路。
And we looked at the Newton campus.
我们现在看牛顿堂。
And it was a convenient place.
是一个很方便的地方。
It was in good condition.
那个楼宇都非常之好。
And the price was right.
价钱非常合理。
And so we bought it.
所以我们就买了。
But expanding in Chinatown has not been so easy.
但是华埠的扩堂呢就比较困难。
And maybe it's because God knows us so well.
可能是因为神深深地认识我们。
So when we bought the Newton campus, I would say most people didn't pray much about it.
我们买牛顿堂的时候，我觉得应该不是很多人去祈祷为这件事。
It didn't require a lot of faith on our part.
不需要用很大的信心。
And it seemed like a good deal, and so we just went ahead and bought it.
因为一个很合理的价钱，所以我们很容易就买了。
It didn't require much sacrifice on our part.
不需要我们自己牺牲很多。
But again, in Chinatown, it's been a different journey.
但是在华埠呢，这个扩堂就是不同的故事了。
And maybe because God knows us so well.
可能因为神是认识我们。
Maybe He knows that we.Want to rely upon our own resources.
他知道我们是喜欢靠自己的。
Maybe he knows that we don't have much faith.
或者是神知道我们没什么信心。
That we don't pray very much.
我们祈祷不够。
And so God understands that, and maybe he's trying to teach us certain lessons in the way that he's leading us.
神明白我们的不足，所以他可能想藉着这个机会去建立我们。
Now, number four, God sometimes leads in a clear, supernatural way, but always involves staying close to God.
第四个原则是神有时用清晰超自然的方式去引领我们，但是一定是要我们紧紧跟随主。
So, verse 21 and 22 tells us that God led the Hebrew people through a cloud pillar during the day and a pillar of fire at night.
在21和22节讲到神带领以色列人是日间有云柱，夜间有火柱。
And obviously God was leading in a supernatural way.
神是用超自然的方法去带领以色列人。
If you want to know God's will or what he wants us to do, just follow the cloud.
我们要知道神带我们去哪，跟着这些云就可以了。
And if it goes this way, you just follow it.
如果云柱行那边，你就跟着咯。
And sometimes God leads in a very supernatural way.
有時神會用超自然的方式去帶領。
But I would say usually he does not.
但是我會覺得通常都不是。
I have never heard God speak to me in an audible voice.
我從來都沒有聽過神親自用一把聲音去跟我講嘢。
But God does lead us through his word and through his Holy Spirit.
但神呢就會透過他的話語和他的聖靈去跟我講嘢。
And the Bible tells us if we lack wisdom, God will give it to us if we ask him.
而聖經都話，如果我哋係冇智慧嘅話，可以向神尋求智慧。
So God leads us by utilizing the wisdom that he gives to us.
所以神呢係會用佢俾我哋嘅智慧去引領我哋。
So wisdom has told me and other church leaders that our facilities in Chinatown are not adequate.
神透過佢俾我嘅智慧同埋其他牧者嘅智慧話，我哋華埠嘅地方係唔夠嘅。
The 249 Harrison Ave building was built for a church of 200 people.
当年249起的时候是设计给200人的。
Now we have over 1,000 people here in Chinatown.
现在我们华埠有超过1,000名会众。
And we have to rent or borrow space to accommodate the people.
我们需要去租借一些地方。
And on a typical Sunday, we use 5 different buildings in Chinatown.
每一個星期日我們都是用華埠五個不同的地方。
And one of them is here in the Quincy Elementary School Auditorium.
其中這個 Quincy 小學的禮堂是其中一個地方。
And yet we have our children's ministry over at 120 now.
而兒童事工現在就在120度進行。
And I feel very badly that the parents got to go to that building, drop off the children, then come here to worship, and then go back there again.
有些家長要由這邊走過去120放下子女再走過來這邊崇拜。
And we also realize that renting is somewhat unstable.
我們都知道租借是沒什麼保障的。
We've rented the school for many years.
我們租了這間小學很多年了。
But it's always been year to year from the city.
但是這個合約是每一年都要再簽的。
We don't have a long-term lease.
不是一個長期的租約。
Now, I know many of you have bought homes.
我知道在座很多位都可能买了间屋。
And we know that for many of you, you want to have some stability in raising a family.
我都觉得大家可能想要你们建立自己家庭的时候想有保障。
But we don't have that kind of long-term security in renting the school.
但我们租借这个小学就没有这种保障了。
So,Wisdom would tell us that maybe if we're given the opportunity, we need to secure our facilities here in Chinatown.
神的智慧就告诉我们，我们应该在华埠找一个比较长期的地方。
Now, we're not led by a pillar cloud.
我们现在没有云柱的带领。
But I think the principle is that we need to stay close to God.
但我想个原则就是我们要紧跟随他。
See, the Hebrew people had to stay close to that cloud.
希伯来人要非常之紧跟随这个云柱。
They had to follow that cloud wherever it went.
要每一步都跟住云柱去行。
Because the cloud also represented God's presence.
因为这个云柱都是代表了神的存在。
I think it behooves all of us to stay close to God as well.
所以亦都教导我哋每一个人都要去跟随主。
And we do that by spending time in His Word and in prayer.
点样做到呢？是要我哋成日去祷告同埋睇圣经。
And yes, it may not be as spectacular as a pillar cloud.
可能冇见到云柱咁壮观。
But God, as we stay close to God, God will lead us and guide us as well.
但只要我哋紧跟随主。神都是会带领我们的。
The fifth principle is God leads us through his appointed leaders.
第五个原则是神通常透过他所委任的领袖引领我们。
The first verse in chapter 14 says, Then the Lord said to Moses.
第十四章第一节说耶和华晓谕摩西。
So God, as he was leading his people, did not talk to the masses, to all the people.
神没有亲自跟每一位以色列的人讲。
He spoke to Moses.
他只是跟摩西讲。
He was the appointed leader.
摩西是被拣选的领袖。
The appointed leader led the rest of the people.
这个被拣选的领袖就引领了他的百姓。
And that's why the word of God tells us to submit to our leaders.
所以圣经教我们是要去听从我们的领袖。
Now this doesn't mean our leaders are always perfect.
当然不是说所有领袖都是永远正确。
They might not necessarily lead in the right direction.
可能领袖都会带我们行错路的。
That's why it's important for us to pray for our leaders.
所以我们非常，我们一定要去为我们的领袖祷告。
Pray for our pastors and our elders and our deacons.
为我们的长老，为我们的执事，为我们的牧者去祈祷。
And sometimes we may disagree with them.
我们可能有时会同不同意他们的想法。
And so maybe we can give insight to them in a respectful way.
或者我们可以很有礼貌地跟他们讲我们自己的想法。
And we can appeal to them, with, in coming to them in a way that respects their position.
而尊重地跟他们讲我们有什么其他的意见。
Because if God wants to lead the church in a different direction, He'll change the hearts and minds of the leaders.
因为如果神想改变我们行的方向，他会改变领袖的心。
And so we need to work through the leaders, not against our leaders.
所以我们要跟我们的领袖一起行，而不是对抗他们。
Let me combine principles 6 and 7 together.
那我就六和七，第六和第七一起讲吧。
So it says, the sixth one says, God leads in a way that may involve risk and danger. And seven, God leads in a way that will bring glory to himself.
神的引领可能涉及风险，而神的引领会带给他荣耀。
Exodus 14 verses 2 to 4 tells us that God was leading the Hebrew people into what would be considered a trap.
二至四节讲到说摩西是带领以色列人去到一个好像是陷阱的地方。
To the north was the Philistines.
北边就是腓利士地。
To the south was a barren wilderness.
南边就是旷野。
To the east was the Red Sea.
东边就是红海。
And the west was Pharaoh's army.
西边就是法老的军队。
And so basically they were surrounded.
即是四面埋伏了。
And who led them to that place?
谁带领他们去那里呢?
God did.
神。
But God led them to a place that involved risk and danger.
神带他们去那里是有风险的。
And so sometimes God leads us in that way.
有时神是这样带领我们。
But he leads us in a way that will ultimately bring glory to himself.
但他的带领最后是会带给神自己荣耀。
If I go back into our expansion history,
讲翻我哋扩堂嘅历史。
Back in 2008, we were waiting for the city to release that, take the temporary classrooms out so that we could complete the swap.
2008年，我哋喺换地计划里面等紧政府俾翻嗰个临时班房嘅地我哋。
But we also realized that if the city gave us the land right away. We didn't have any money to build with.
但其实就算当时市政府俾咗笪地我哋，我哋都系冇钱去起一个教会。
And so we felt the need to raise money so we would be ready when the land would be released to us.
所以我哋就要筹款啦。
But in 2008 and 2009, the economy fell.
但2008-2009年嘅时候，经济好差。
You see, we were planning to have a pledge so that people could raise money.
我们有一个应献，想着去筹款去起这个教会。
But before that took place, the stock market fell.
但应献之前呢，个股市呢就下跌。
The stock market fell 54% in 17 months.
大跌了超过五成。
And so, as leaders, we were wondering, what should we do?
咁我哋教会嘅领袖就谂，应该做啲咩咧
？Should we call off this pledge？
要唔要取消咗呢一个应献咧
？And the leaders felt we needed to move on because we needed to be ready for the swap.
但我哋又觉得要继续去行，因为我哋要为呢一个换地去准备。
So we proceeded to have this pledge.
所以我哋就 繼續去應獻。
And we knew that people had to pray.
我哋都知道人會眾係要禱告。
We realized people needed a sacrifice.
會眾係需要犧牲自己。
And so God helped us to raise $8 million.
神就幫我哋籌咗800,000。
And people were amazed that we were able to raise that kind of money in a bad financial time.
大家都好驚奇，點解喺個經濟咁差嘅時候都可以籌到呢一筆錢。
So as we were receiving this money, we were waiting for the city to remove those temporary classrooms.
攞到呢筆錢之後，我哋就等緊市政府俾呢一笪地出嚟。
And we waited.
我哋就等。
And we waited.
再等。
And we waited.
再等。
And it never happened.
但都冇發生過。
The classrooms are still there now.
嗰啲課室到今日仲喺度。
And I remember feeling so frustrated.
我記得我覺得好有挫敗感。
Feeling like, oh, God led us here, but what are we going to do now?
覺得神帶領我哋嚟到呢一步，而家又行唔到落去啦。
Well, 4 years after the pledge, South Cove Manor Nursing Home decided they were going to move out of Chinatown into Quincy.
呢個應獻4年之後咧，中華兒養院嘅舊址就決定出售。
And they said we prefer to sell it to a Chinatown organization.
佢哋話想賣俾華埠嘅一個組織。
So we said we're a Chinatown organization.
我哋就話我哋係華埠一個組織。
And not only that, we could pay you cash for the what you want.
而且我哋有現金，而家可以俾到錢你。
Because we already have the money in the bank.
因為我哋銀行裏面已經有呢一筆存款啦。
We don't have to go look for a loan.
唔需要去借錢。
We can give it to you right away.
可以即刻俾你。
And so they sold the 120 Shamit to us.
所以佢哋就賣咗120所物街俾我哋。
And it wasn't because we were so smart.
亦都這個唔係因為我哋好聰明。
We didn't know what was going to happen.
我哋冇預計到呢件事會發生。
But God led us in a way that involved risk and danger.
神的引领是有风险的。
But in a way that also glorified himself.
但最后就是荣耀了他自己。
And so we don't know exactly how we're going to utilize 120, but it gives us a lot more options than in the past.
我们可能都未知道120是要怎样，但是我们现在就多了很多选择了。
The eighth principle is that God leads in a way that allows for opposition to His will.
第八個原則是神的引領容許對祂的旨意反對。
Sometimes we think that God's will, if we go in God's will, things will be easy.
有時我們覺得如果我們跟神的旨意去行，一切會一帆風順。
There won't be any problems.
不會有問題。
But that was not the case with the Hebrew people.
但是希伯來人這個故事裡面就不是了。
Because we see that there was external opposition and internal opposition.
我们看到内外都是有反对的。
The external opposition came from Pharaoh and his army.
外边的反抗就是法老和他的军兵。
Pharaoh decided to change his mind about letting the Hebrew people go.
法老本来被以色列人走，但是后来又改变了主意。
And so he decided to pursue the Hebrew people.
就決定去追希伯來人。
And so there was this opposition that came externally.
所以就是有由外的反對。
And God allowed this opposition to show His power.
但神呢就用這個反對的聲音去展示他自己的權力。
Because many of us know what happened.
我哋大家都知道發生咩事啦。之後
，That as they were, the Hebrew people were trapped against the Red Sea, God parted the Red Sea.
當希伯來人被困喺紅海嘅時候，神就用分開咗紅海。
The people walked through on dry land.
而人咧就可以由乾地嗰度行過。
And when the Egyptian army came, they were drowned.
當埃及人嚟到嘅時候咧，就俾水淹沒啦。
Now there was also internal opposition.
而由內咧都係有反對嘅聲音。
See, when they were trapped against the Red Sea, a lot of the Hebrew people got really scared.
當佢哋去到紅海面前，以為冇地行嘅時候，人咧就非常之懼怕。
They began to blame Moses.
佢哋就開始怪摩西。
So why did you lead us here? We're going to all be killed.
你做乜帶我哋嚟呢度死咧
？And so sometimes the opposition can come internally.
有時反對嘅聲音係由自己裡面嚟嘅。
And I know, for myself, I've experienced some internal opposition.
我自己都有聽過一啲反對嘅聲音由內而嚟。
Some people have said, "Oh, you, all you want to do is build a monument for yourself."
有人講過你想去興建教會，只係想去有人記得我自己。
And so they were questioning my motives in trying to find facility for our church.
佢哋質疑我嘅我嘅動機。
And I learned to be patient and to deal with the opposition in a gracious way.
但我都慢慢咁去學識點樣去面對呢啲反對嘅聲音。
So even following God's will, you'll face internal and perhaps an external opposition.
就算你係跟住神嘅引領，你都可能會經歷到內外嘅反對。
And so the last principle.Is God leads in a way that increases our prayer and faith.
而最後一個原則就是神的引領增加我們的禱告和信心。
So in verse 10, it tells us about what happened when the Hebrew people saw the Egyptian army.
第十節那裡講到以色列人見到埃及人趕來的時候他們怎樣做呢?
They had a great fear.
他們非常之驚。
But the good thing is, it says that the people cried out to the Lord.
他们就向耶和华哀求。
Now, they later blame Moses too.
他们之后又怪了摩西啦。
But at least they were looking to God for help.
不过起码他们向耶和华求过。
And so again, God did this spectacular miracle of parting the Red Sea.
所以神呢就分开了红海。
And look at what it says in verse 31.
我们看31节。
Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians, so the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses.
31节，以色列人看见耶和华向埃及人所行的大事，就敬畏耶和华，又信服他和他的仆人摩西。
So God led the Hebrew people out of Egypt.
神帶希伯來人出埃及。
He took them sort of in the long way around.
帶他們兜路而行。
He put them in, almost in a trap.
帶他們去到一個陷阱。
But God rescued them.
但是神就救了他們。
And the people were able to give glory to God.
而人最後是可以去榮耀神。
And their faith was increased as a result.
亦都增加咗佢哋嘅信心。
So as we think about whether to sell 249 Harrison or not, I hope these principles will help us in thinking through how God leads us.
當我哋考慮要唔要買呢一個地方嘅時候，我哋想睇翻呢一段經文，神係點樣帶領我哋。
I hope it will lead us to pray to the Lord.
希望呢一段經文教我哋去祈禱。
That He will lead us.The leadership of our church and lead our whole church.
求神带领我们教会的领袖，亦都带领我们整个教会。
That we would learn to grow spiritually during this whole process.
让我们整个过程里面可以有灵命上的成长。
And we pray that ultimately God will be glorified through this process as well.
亦都求神在这个过程里面是得他自己的荣耀。
So if you haven't been to one of these informational meetings, we encourage you to do that.
如果你未有机会去其中一个咨询会的话，希望大家都可以去。
Learn as much about the different facts as you can.
去关注这一件卖地的事。
But it, again, it doesn't show us everything.
当然我们是不可以知道所有未来发生的事。
And so we need to pray for faith to step to take the next step that God has for us.
所以我们要祈求神给我们信心去行下一步。
And we pray that He will glorify Himself as He shapes and molds us through this process.
也都祈求神在这个过程里面去荣耀祂自己，也都去陶造我们。